Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you luck out?
I lucked out.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Did you luck out?
I did luck out.
Uh-huh.
A lot of luck in this puzzle.
A lot of luck.
Mm-hmm. You want to explain what we're talking about to our audience?
All right. Well, the whole theme of the puzzle revolved around 34 across fortunate circumstances, or a punny hint to the shaded letters and the crossword. And the answer to that was lucky breaks. And the author of the crossword very, very cleverly inserted all kinds of lucky objects in the puzzle, but they were separated by black squares. So, for example, the first one I thought was just amazing. 16 across was a tingle, maybe, and that was numb, and it was followed by a black square. And 17 across, Gaelic language, which was Erse, followed by a black square. And then 18 across, the hate in hate mail, and that was venom.
Mm-hmm.
And all four of the first clue was shaded, and the second clue was shaded, and then the last three in the third clue was shaded. And if you read that across, it's number 7.
Mm-hmm.
You had numb, Erse, and venom. So number 7, which is considered lucky. So, and then under that was 22 across, instructs for a new job, say, and that was retrain, followed by a black square, and 24 across, unfashionable unisex hairstyle, which was bowl cut. And the last four squares in the first one were shaded, and the first three in the second one. And if you read that across, it's rainbow, which is also considered lucky.
Mm-hmm.
We had 48 across, John, who wrote the Pelican Brief, which was Grisham. And right next to it, 50 across, more up and down, as in a relationship. And that was rockier. And those two together formed Shamrock. And then finally, the last one, going across three clues, 56 across, really hate was abhor, with the H-O-R shaded. The entire 56
across, the first was actually 55.
Short meeting was sesh. And then 57 across, French breakfast item that sounds like a response to a gut punch, which was, how do you say that in French?
Oof.
Oof. O-E-U-F.
Les oeufs, s'il vous plaît.
The O-E was shaded. And if you read all across all the shaded letters, you get horseshoe.
Yes. Horseshoe.
So that was the theme. Very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very clever.
Covered a lot of clues, too.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was quite amusing.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite was, I think, abhor... horseshoe. I think I like that mm-hmm. one the most.
Yep.
But they were all good.
Sesh oaf.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like that one down answered the question, is Panera's a coast-to-coast restaurant? And because one down was Big Bakery Cafe chain, and the answer was Panera.
Right.
And if it got into the New York Times crossword, it must be big.
Must be pretty big, yes.
So, or at least not obscure.
Yes.
I just, you know, I sometimes wonder, is it just sort of regional? Because we're mainly Midwest types.
Mm-hmm.
But for 5 across, as is traditional, the first or the second clue on the first line I always have trouble with. And 5 across was kept in the loop in a way, and I went for BCCD, as in blind, carbon, copied.
Right.
But it turned out to be CCED.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'll bet almost nobody knows when you say carbon copy what on earth they're talking about.
Yeah, it's true.
So the next one, 9 across, org originally founded to protect carriage horses. It was 4 letters, And I'm not quite sure why, but I was thinking at one point, at first I thought it was SPCA, but then I was having some trouble there and I thought, maybe it's ACLU. And it's just like, you know, I figured they'd start with horses and then they worked their way towards rights for humans. But it turned out it was SPCA. So
yes,
I brought it back in. I mean, there were some tricky clues there, like the S of SPCA was with nine down, something you need to do to solve crosswords. And, you know, I thought Google, but that didn't fit because it was five letters. And then I thought,
you don't need to Google.
No, but and then I thought cheat. Because but that didn't work.
You can't cheat in a crossword.
Oh, yes, you can. And then, but turned out it was spell.
Yes.
And that made much more sense and
yes,
it was much more palatable than mine. 11 down, they had pastries with a portmanteau name, cronuts.
Right.
Which they've had before.
Yes, they have.
But it's been a while. So.
Have you ever had a cronut?
I have not.
Me either.
I probably never will.
It's a cross between a croissant and a donut.
Right.
Cronut.
Explains why I won't have one.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
But not to you, I guess.
Nope. Nope. Uh-huh. 15 across, broken up. The answer was apart. And I don't know, for some reason I wasn't expecting that as an answer, but eventually got to it. And I don't know about 24 across, the unfashionable unisex haircut, the bowl cut.
Yes.
That is sort of insulting to those of us who have bowl cuts.
You don't have a bowl
what?
Cut.
What? I don't? Oh, okay. I thought I did. My mistake. But now 21 down, Colonel Sanders feature. What did you put down? What did you think for that initially?
Goatee.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought bucket. Because... I mean, I thought Colonel Sanders, I thought Kentucky Fried Chicken, I thought bucket. It fits.
It's not really a feature of a person.
Doesn't he have one with him? I mean, so anyway.
No, he's just pictured on it. So.
Well, anyway.
I don't even know if he's still pictured on it, is he?
I don't know.
It's been years.
It has.
Since I've been to
anyway,
KFC.
I thought KFC, I thought bucket of chicken. So I thought bucket, but it didn't work. So eventually I backed out of that. I did notice they had a rebus in the crossword.
Yes, they did.
You want to talk about the rebus?
No.
Since that's your favorite.
No. Well, it's a different kind of rebus. It's the kind of rebus in a little word kind of puzzle. 23 down. The clue was capital U, capital R, capital A, capital Q, dash, capital T, exclamation point is an example of a rebus. Because if you read it quickly, it's you are a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
You are a cutie.
Yeah, I thought that was sort of funny. But so there was a rebus.
Yep.
In a Wednesday crossword.
Yep, it's true.
42 down, left base, ? Was third.
Yes.
Took me a while to figure that one out. And I thought there was one, 56 down. That was good picnic forecast, sun.
Yes.
That is a bit of a clunker. It's like, you wouldn't say, what's the forecast? Sun. I mean, you'd say sunny, right? I don't think you'd just say sun.
Right.
So, of course.
Yeah, I thought that was a little odd.
Right. But, I mean.
It worked a lot.
Right. I guess they had a good reason for it. So, but all in all, I thought this was a great crossword.
Yeah, I liked it.
I think five squares on the JAM CR scale.
I would say so.
Right. So this was by Matthew Stock.
Good job, Matthew.
Yes, indeed. All right. That is it for today, then.
All righty.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And
Tomorrow is Thursday. There might be a rebus.
There might also be a giant snowstorm. If you don't hear from us,
yes.
It meant that there's so much snow that our internet went down.
That's right. I doubt that will happen. But.
No, I don't. I don't. I think it'll be. I think
but
we should
we
be
might
fine.
We might be stranded here.
Yep. Just us and the New York Times crossword.
That's right. The New York Times crossword.
I can think of worse things. speaking of which, if you're interested in getting a subscription to the New York Times crossword or giving one to one of your friends as a lovely holiday gift, just go to nytimes.com/crosswords and sort of scrounge about on the page, and you'll find a place where you can give a crossword to someone else. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Let us be clear, this has not been a paid advertisement by anybody, because the New York Times certainly wouldn't want us to do this. But anyway, we love the crossword. That is it for today.
Okay.
And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.